This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Private Equity Update for June 21st, 2021. Today, we're going to focus on what we call 10 observations on private equity and venture capital. First, over the last couple decades, the private equity news and business has often been dominated by the largest funds, where the Blackstones, the Apollos, the Carlyles, the Madison Dearborns, the Bain Capitals, and a number of others. And that's over the last 20 to 30 years. Second, in the last decade, there's been an explosion of smaller funds, $50 million to several billion dollars. Third, many of these smaller to mid-sized funds, the $50 to $10 billion funds, performed incredibly well over a sustained period of time, whether the Frontenacs, which actually dates back a few decades, LL Partners, CP Founders, Vistria, Gotch Capital, Silver Oak, and a ton more. Audax, a whole lot more, but just to name a few, many of these that are $50 million to $10 billion have had a lot of flexibility and performed incredibly well. The next level of size funds has provided an incredible amount of opportunity for private equity professionals, advisory firms, middle market companies, and companies seeking investments, i.e. companies from 2 to 20 to 30 million in EBITDA have found a healthy amount of interest from these types of mid-size funds, smaller and mid-sized funds. The fifth point we'll make is that the funds with the biggest dollars often make the most monies for their own firms. Doesn't mean they do better for companies they invest in, but it's really a simple law of larger numbers, and it's become clearer and clearer. 2 plus 20% of $200 billion or $20 billion or $100 billion, it's just a lot more than 2 plus 20% of $100 billion to $10 billion. That does not mean that a lot of the small mid-sized funds have not performed incredibly well. They really have. And you see a lot of very wealthy people that founded or were partners or leaders at small and mid-sized funds, private equity funds, and venture capital funds. So many have performed extremely well. But there's this law of large numbers that if you're putting to work $100 billion and that returns three or four times what it brought in, that means 20% of that return is still a huge amount of money for those that are the founders, the investors, the partners in the large, large mega funds. The seventh point we'll make today is there's been an explosion in venture capital funds. And a lot of this was originally the Silicon Valley venture capital funds, but not just there. The VC funds are often smaller than the mega funds. We often see VC funds as small as $50 million to $100 billion and smaller too. The VC investing can have higher risks, but in periods where things go well, can outperform the private equity funds that are investing in more mature growth companies. So think of it as though private equity funds invest in companies that are a little bit more mature, doing a little bit better. On average, they're going to be safer investments because they're a little bit less fragile, and the investors in those funds are on average going to do well. The venture capital funds, when things go great, really can hit extra base hits, but there's a higher risk profile. You know, one person told me in a typical big VC fund, 6 out of 10 investments might go south, but 2 of the 10 investments will hit extra bases and drive returns for the entire fund. And so there's a lot of that math of trying to be, some of it's almost binary. It's either going to be very successful or not, versus the private equity investing, which often is, does fine. It might not hit a home run, but does fine. And obviously in periods that things are going well, can outperform the Dow, the S&P, and so on. Some of the VC funds that we've seen and had a chance to visit with recently, whether Seven Wire Ventures, Andreessen Horowitz, Live Oak, Flare Capital, you know, they have in common that they're often focused in specific areas. They often have some ecosystem that they're really working in, and some are more opportunistic, but just a great deal of very successful venture capital funds. The eighth point we'll make today is that when investing in VC, the investment sizes can be very small at the seed stage, but they grow as one moves through Series A, Series B, and so forth. There's not often exact definitions of seed to Series A, to Series B, to Series C, et cetera, but you think about moving up that curve from idea to series company, to revenues, to profits, to a real business. One of the things as a venture capital investor, one needs to be able to back up the initial investments. It's almost like sitting at a blackjack table. You've got to have the money left to double down. The same thing at craps, whatever you would invest in or gamble in, you better be prepared to back up your investment or you lose the opportunity as things start to go well. There's been tremendous growth, our ninth point today, in seed and VC funds that make a lot of relatively small investments. I cannot tell you the amount of funds that I talk to that make a ton of small investments. We talked to one recently, make 200 investments and put to work about $20 million over a 4 to 5 year period. And there's a lot of that out there. I mean, it almost strikes me as sometimes almost like talking to family offices, although these are not, they're committed capital funds that are doing a lot of small investments and so forth. But, you know, you often a first check could be $100,000 to several million, but there's a lot of this. The other thing that has struck me about the venture capital world is I see in interview a lot more woman-owned and woman-led VC funds than I see woman-led PE funds. And this is, I'm sure, an evolution of things that are happening, but there's been a lot of opportunity in a lot of the different VC funds. We've seen a lot more women involved in that and leading those than we have in the PE side. And I know that's evolving, and I know there's obviously contrast to that, because there's plenty of women leaders of PE funds too. But we've seen a lot more in the VC world. In any event, these are sort of 10 quick observations today in the private equity and venture capital world that we're watching. We hope you find this helpful. Always love your feedback. Please reach out to Scott Becker and give us your feedback. We appreciate it. We're also always looking for great guests for the Private Equity Podcast, the Venture Capital Podcast, as well as for the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, through a totally separate company. Thank you very much for listening.